Proclamation number 7558 of 25th of March, 1960. Spirit working. I want to be able to work in you through my spirit. I want your spiritual spark, which is my share, to see contact with me and that this spiritual spark now gains influence over you, that it determines your thinking, speaking and acting, that I myself can therefore work in you because this spiritual spark is inseparably connected to me. Hence you have God Himself in you. And I will always be able to express myself from within if you allow me to do so yourselves through your will to be united with me and your actions in accordance with this will. For if you seek the bond with me, then you will also irrevocably live according to my will. You will live in love and thereby awaken the spiritual spark in you to life. I.e., draw me myself to you through loving activity, who is the eternal love. Thus the voice of my spirit in you, which you desire to hear, is only a sign of my presence in you, and I will always be able to be present to you if you live in love. And thus every working of the spirit always presupposes the human being's love. Otherwise he would not be united with me and then would also not be able to hear my voice within himself. Thus my spirit cannot work in a person who is devoid of all love. The spirit in you, which is my share, stamps you into a divine creature as soon as you only allow it to work. Then you will enter into contact with me and I will now address you through the voice of the Spirit. I will order your thinking and guide it correctly, and I will determine your will and action. But only ever after your consent, after you yourselves allow the working of the Spirit in you through loving activity. And my Spirit will guide you into truth. I have given you this promise, for at the beginning of your embodiment as a human being you are without knowledge, your spiritual state is dark, you know nothing about me and my plan of salvation from eternity. But if I want to impart this knowledge to you, I have to do it through my spirit. The spirit can only speak to the spirit, or also, you can only be taught by me myself, and therefore my spirit must be able to take effect in you. But then he will impart knowledge to you which encompasses everything. Then you will be introduced to truth, because the spirit from me can only impart pure truth to you. And you should all try to achieve that my spirit can become effective in you. Because only then can you be guided into realization, because only then will it become light and bright in you and you need no longer complain about spiritual darkness. Since you therefore carry a spark of my Spirit of God within you, all truth is also within you, for the Spirit from me knows everything, it is a ray of light of love which can fill your heart and chase all darkness out of it. The Spirit from me will teach you, it will kindle a light in you, it will reveal truthful knowledge to you, for it is in constant contact with me, its Father Spirit from eternity. He is my share and therefore also knows everything you desire to know. He guides you into the truth. And you are awakened to life when you allow the spiritual spark in you to work. When you have prepared yourselves in such a way that I myself can empty myself in you. And I will truly give you everything you desire. Yet I cannot enter into contact with a person who does not consciously strive for it, who resists me and lives without love, for I cannot approach him, who I am love. And this person will also remain without realization, no matter how sharp his intellect and how long he lives on earth. he will remain dark in spirit. For the spirit from me cannot enlighten him because it makes his activity impossible for him. My share, the spiritual spark, certainly also slumbers in him, but it is buried and will not be awakened to life, and the human being has rejected a gift of grace from me which truly could have created beatitudes for him if only he had used it during his earthly life. The bond between the spiritual spark and the eternal Father Spirit has to be established by every person himself, but then he will be able to achieve the highest spiritual success. He will increase in light and strength. He will allow me myself to work in him through my spirit, and where I myself can be, there will be no more darkness forever. Amen.